Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, it's fall. Finally feels like fall outside. Feels like football season. So I'm going to ask for a college football related crime.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. This is my favorite time of year.
I can tell.
So I assume that we're going to be talking about the beatdown that the Kentucky Wildcats put on Ole Miss.
No, but that was a lot of fun.
Well, then how about you guys almost beating number one ranked Georgia?
Right. A couple good showings in a row there.
Or was it the murder that happened when you played South Carolina and they inexplicably beat the ever-loving poop out of
them? Yeah, I'm going to call that one a fluke. And I'm going to hope that today's case is a fluke as well. This actually is going to happen in the Big 12. We're going out to Coach Prime, University of Colorado, maybe the most popular college football team in the country that also sucks.
I mean, I feel like if we followed him for a week, we'd probably have so many true crime to goes.
Maybe. You know? Yeah, I mean, I want to be a fan, but they're just not. They have some great players. Travis Hunter may be the Heisman winner, but they're not winning a ton of games. So, but what happened out there, John? Get us rolling.
All right, we're going to go to Folsom Field, and it is best known for hosting the Colorado Buffaloes football team. But a few weeks ago on a Thursday night, it turned into the scene of a bizarre joyride that had the entire town of Boulder, Colorado talking. That's when a 48-year-old man rammed his pickup truck through the stadium gates and took a little detour straight onto the football field. I know that I'm used to like Neyland Stadium. You're used to Commonwealth Stadium. How in the world do you ram the gates and then get access to drive your truck on the field? I don't know that that happens at Neyland Stadium. I feel like you'd have to go through a concourse that wouldn't allow that to happen. Maybe not. Maybe I'm crazy.
No, I've never been to this stadium in particular. But yeah, the field isn't that close to the outside, if that makes sense. There should be a lot of different routes to go. I wrote this up a couple weeks ago, and at that time, Colorado was only averaging 37.5 yards per game. And this guy driving on their field had just as many rushing yards as the Buffaloes would have gotten.
They do have a quarterback that's in the race for Heisman. This guy he's on a different race.
His name was Carl Hagland, and he wasn't worried about rushing yards when he decided to turn into Folsom Field. According to Boulder Police, this didn't even start at the stadium. Before he made it to Folsom Stadium, he was involved in at least two hit-and-run crashes, striking multiple trees, signs, and even endangering a pedestrian who tried to stop him. Little tip for you guys out there. If there's a speeding vehicle at you, don't try to stop it.
This guy was just on a rampage. There were multiple attempts by witnesses to try to intervene, but he kept going. He hit more cars, he ran through trees, and he left a path of destruction in his wake. Police tried to stop him, but he managed to evade them for a bit, eventually heading straight for Folsom Field.
Police caught up to him when he got near the stadium, and he busted in, and they arrested him as he was coming out. He's facing a lot of charges, including criminal attempted vehicular assault, reckless endangerment, trespassing, vehicular eluding, which is a great name for a charge, and leaving the scene of the crash. And that's not even the full list. He is going to be in a lot of trouble.
You can look up pictures from this incident, and it's really just crazy looking. Folsom Field is a historic venue, and I feel like people who don't know very much about Colorado Buffs football would still recognize this field. There's a huge buffalo in the 50-yard line. It's a beautiful place. But that night, there was definitely some marks on the turf and this banged-up pickup truck. I mean, thankfully, the team didn't have to play there that weekend, but if they did, this would have been a hurry up and try to get the field back in playing order in a very tight turnaround time.
Well, that, and think about if it was game day and there were people tailgating, there were people in the parking lot. Like, this could have ended in a lot more violence than it did. I mean, super lucky that with what he did, somebody wasn't horribly hurt anyway. They're still sorting through some of the wreckage to find out exactly everything that Hagland had messed up in his driving tirade. It's just amazing to me that nobody was seriously hurt considering how far he went and how many things he hit before getting to the stadium.
I mean, how much time do you think this guy's going to spend in prison for all this? I mean, there's no denying it was him. We have you on video. We caught you at the scene, and you were the only person in the car. So you're going to go down for this. I hope it's a long time because, yeah, like you said, there was property damage. That's one thing. It was a whole lot of property. It wasn't just the football field, but it's the what would have happened if they were tailgating kind of thing. Like, that could have been catastrophic.
I think they need to make an example out of him. I don't know that they will. They don't know his motive. They don't know why he did this, but I think they need to make an example to say, look, we're not going to take lightly people being reckless on the roads. I don't know that he was drunk or anything. He just went wild. So
that's what I was like. As soon as I saw it, I immediately thought this guy must have been drunk as crap. He was not. He was not drunk. He was just extremely reckless.
Like almost like he had some kind of psychological break. Again, they're going to have to assess him before he goes to trial anyway, but hopefully he gets some hefty charges and hopefully he lights a fire under the Buffalo so they can push for that Big 12 title.
So far that hasn't happened.
Guys, that was the week they lost to Nebraska.
Yeah. We appreciate everything you guys do and for sticking around and listening to us.
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.